Hello everyone, this is Lila Sir Matthew Daniel, and it's Straight Talk with me, where I talk about various things that affect people realistically, that makes them a success in life, you understand. Today I will deal with a topic that's not spoken about very much, and it's midlife crisis. Is it real or is it not real? There's an adage from where I come from, when translated roughly means, you can't pray to grow old and at the same time pray not to see evil. It sounds strange, but the argument here is that the longer you live, the more unusual happenings you're likely to experience. You see, psychologists say, though age does bring wisdom, it can also bring along a set of complicated issues that can seem overwhelming and also lead to midlife stress in both male and female. They argue that if the situation is not handled in a mature manner, it can lead to depression in middle age. Well, that explains why we hear of seemingly successful people, you know, going into deep depression that leads to very, very serious issues. You see, middle age is defined really as the period of age beyond young adulthood, but before the onset of old age. I'm sure you know that. It could be between the age 40 and 55, depending on the life expectancy in a particular region of the world. There are different life expectancies. So despite what anybody might think, midlife crisis is definitely real. It is real. You know, from my work with people as a therapist, most felt the least satisfied in their early 40s. And this is the time when they're likely to go through a midlife crisis. You know, while the scientists agree that more research is needed to confirm these findings and determine why people's happiness levels may take a plunge during these years, studies have shown that it could be that people find it difficult to accept life at this age. Yeah, it takes a lot to be able to, you know, process that you are getting much older, you know, when you've hit 40 upwards. And, you know, it could lead to some to decide to change their entire life. And this could be quite disastrous in some cases. So some of the symptoms of midlife crisis includes, you know, insomnia, fatigue, despair, morbidity, inability to concentrate, ruefulness about roads not taken, dread that life holds, no more surprises, regrets and sharp longing for something or someone. And mostly men in crisis often obsess the big question, what have I done with my life? And even those who are successful, really and truly, depending on what they feel is missing in their lives, will actually question certain aspects of their life. There is this cliche that life begins at 40. Really? Does it? You know, in our part of the world, age 40 and 50 is usually backed with fanfare. But the celebration is usually accompanied with thoughts of failure or accomplishments. For instance, experts say that if by age 40 you're not living in a decent place that actually belongs to you, you may be running late in the race of life. And this is where I don't agree, really, because this realization is one of the things that contributes to midlife crisis, as the individual suddenly feels the urge to catch up. Often come our 40s, some undeniable facts start eroding the shaky pillars on which we've built our lives. I mentioned some earlier, you know, first bolt of serious bad news, the death of a parent or parents. Then there comes trouble in the marriage, a career setback, the transformation of that lovely 80-year-old who thought you were a god into adolescent who thinks you are the devil incarnate. Gradual emptying of the nest and in some cases job loss and so on. There will also appear sometimes health issues, especially if you have not taken care of your health and wellness, you know. Crushing chest pains and the word biopsy can set a fellow to think about what is done with his life. Is this towards the end? You know, it depends on your mind. The mind plays tricks. One thing we all need to know is that aging is unstoppable, but how we live our lives before the age of 50 determines how our lives will be thereafter. One thing for sure is that there's visible signs of aging that will go on, such as loss of skin elasticity and graying of the hair. Physical fitness usually wanes with a 5 to 10 g accumulation of body fat, reduction in aerobic performance, and a decrease in maximal heart rate. You know, some experts note that strength and flexibility also decreases through middle age. Yeah, I've been through that. I can attest to that. You understand? But this aging journey can be helped with the determination to work on one's health and wellness. You can't do the things you did when younger, but you can make sure your body and mind does not degenerate through lack of care. You know, really and truly, I prefer the word transition, midlife transition, because depending on the position you find yourself, midlife can actually mark a period of tremendous growth. You are more experienced, you're more exposed, you have seen a lot of things too. You've been able to move from one point to the other in your attitude, in your behavior. That is hopefully, you know, but at the same time, one must be aware when the transition is developing into depression, so you can get help. So let's talk about signs of midlife transition in women. You have a desire to change your job or career. You want to do something else. You want to explore new religious and church experience. Of course, desire to get physically fit. You want to make sure that you are looking good. To add more to your confidence and self-esteem, you seek new creative outlets like music, writing, and art. I sought art. I did that, and I painted quite a few things, and I started writing more, you understand. And you want to simplify life, you seek a new direction in life. Most times you will start something else, and if you're not careful, you could begin buying excessively things that you think make you happy, clothing and all those kind of things. You just need to prioritize and know what you should do and not do. But these are the signs that comes out, some of the signs, that is. And some of the signs of midlife strife for men that shows that they're going through this midlife phase, or that you may soon, include: you're uneasy about major elements in your life. Basically, scientists say this may include not being satisfied with your career, satisfied with your marriage or your health, and feeling the urge to take action to make them better. You feel that your time for taking a new direction is running short. Experts say many men feel a pressing need to make changes when they notice that their appearance is changing or their stamina isn't as high as it used to be. They become a grandfather. A friend or parent dies. Your peers, you can see them, you know, having health issues and getting terminal. Then you begin to make unusual choices. You know, men go through a teenage life rebellion at this point in their lives, which is a sure sign you may be in a midlife crisis. You know, if you feel trapped and very tempted to act out in ways that will blow up your life. And these ways may include drinking more, having an affair, leaving your family, feeling that your life no longer fits you. You're more concerned about your appearance. You feel more desire for excitement and thrills. These are some of those for the men. Now, the general signs of middle life depression is a little bit deeper. Extreme change in eating habits, consistently fatigued and exhausted, change in sleeping patterns, a feeling of hopelessness, guilt or worthlessness, irritable, restless or unexpected bouts of anger, thoughts or attempts of suicide, decrease or increase in desire and ambition, compulsion for alcohol or drugs, deeper compulsion for alcohol or drugs, desire for a sexual affair, feeling overwhelmingly trapped by responsibilities such as financial, your family, and the job. Consistent desire to run away from responsibilities, doing things out of character that could lead to trouble. These are some of the general signs of middle-aged depression. Now, the tips to navigating middle life crisis as follows. Remember that your feelings aren't commands. Just because you feel like you have to escape your home, your job, or marriage doesn't mean you have to actually do it. These feelings may indeed point to problems that need solving. But again, they may also fade or change over time. Number two, be thankful for the good things. Take time to be grateful for the parts of your life that make you happy. Gratitude is awesome during this point in time. Ask yourself how you'd feel if you took an action that caused you to lose them. Number three, talk it over. Before you make major decisions, discuss them with someone whose advice you'll trust. Number four, ask whether your wishes are realistic. Men make plenty of successful changes in their 40s and beyond, going back to college, traveling the world, or starting their own business. This applies to women too as well. Just make sure your new goals are practical and within your grasp. Avoid jolting your loved ones, please. Realize that you may not need to blow up your life to be happy. But if it needs to be dismantled, then doing so thoughtfully will be less destructive to the people around you. Above all, know that you have the ability to take control of whatever is stressing you, because God holds our seasons and times, and fear of the unknown is not one of them. Just live each day to the fullest and be happy. That is the key to longevity. As I sign off, I say be determined, no matter your age, to live life fully. Stay positive.